You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and joining me this morning is Jan Burns, MBE, who is the Health and Wellbeing Director for Beacon Vision. Thank you so much for joining me, Jan. So Beacon Vision is a charity who support blind and partially sighted people in the West Midlands. So what kind of support do you offer people living in the area?
We offer lots of support, and most of it begins with L, because we have our we have a learning team that looks at supporting people with employment, into employment, people who might have disabilities, who might have not worked for a while. Obviously, our focus is on people with sight loss needs, but we do support people into employment with job applications. And obviously, we have had to change quite a lot in the way that we operate. And it might have been that we would have referred them to other services, including food bank referrals, etc. And looking at their confidence and building them up really into employment. Then we have our living team, and the living team are the team that have operated all the way throughout. So yes, they're living, and we hope we're working with the living people too. They're the people who need the services, and we have an extra care supported living service, where people, the 71 apartments, and we've been supporting them throughout the pandemic as well as beyond. Excuse me. And within the living, we've also got a community service, and our care workers have been absolutely wonderful all the way through, keeping the people as safe as we possibly can, but providing that much needed support. And I will say, throughout the pandemic, it was very different to what it was now, what it is now, in terms of the independence was difficult. Their being locked down was difficult because they weren't able to get out, and it's tremendously impacted on their mobility. And that's something that we're finding very importantly, that people's mental health has been affected by it, but equally their ability and disabilities has been impounded. They haven't been able to get to hospital appointments, doctor's appointments. So we've worked as very much as a team, and I say the living team, but we cross-reference into across our organisation to support people in different ways, which really does bring me on to our lifestyle team. And our lifestyle team is we've changed the name from day centre to lifestyle. And that's looking at who people are, what do they need, what makes them tick, and what is an activity that they would like to do and would like to be involved with. Again, the services have had to change tremendously. We've had to look at the way that we deliver to them in terms of welfare calls. And also in terms of Zoom calls, people have got, the world has taken onto Zoom. As we all know Zoom or Team or whatever, virtual programs. The team were very apprehensive when they first were asked to do that. We had a couple of rehearsals, but now we can't stop them. They're connecting the people at home to the people who've returned to the centre since April the 12th. And those connections are growing. They enjoy the kind of lifestyle programs that we've been putting on over Zoom. And I'll just give you an example of that, if that's okay, Ellie. And one of them is about Way Back Wednesday. And they look at history. They look at what's happened and found out that there was a great fire of Wolverhampton, something that people didn't know before. But they start to talk about these things. And there's another session where they've travelled all around the world. Literally, no, only on Zoom, where they've looked at what kind of food do they eat in that country? Have you had holidays in that country? What's the flag of that country? But people, that's been ethnically sensitive too, because people who come from that country have actually been very much in control of what's going on within those sessions.
So many different things going on there from the three different sort of departments, but they all seem to have sort of a core principle of just of people and figuring out what people's needs are and those individual needs for different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say that our engagement team and a sight loss advisory service is where we have a process now. In the past, people would have, how do I get into Beacon? How do I get a service? But now we only have a single point of reference. So they come to reception. From reception, they're then referred to our sight loss advisors, where they can have advice on on low vision equipment. And that's fantastic, because we've got people themselves who are actually delivering that service who have sight loss, who've experienced that equipment and know the difference it can make. But they go through an assessment process, which is exactly what you're saying. And that assessment process actually finds out where they're at, what their needs are, and the goals are set for wherever they to build on whatever they feel and we feel would be useful for them. It could be internal referrals, it could be external referrals, but it is to look at that person holistically on a strength-based approach and give them the best that they can, the best journey that they can have, really, on a beacon journey.
I just wanted to ask, I know that you're the Health and Wellbeing Director, and you've mentioned sort of mental health and these activities that bring people together and connect people, because people with sight loss can sometimes feel isolated, especially through lockdown. It was a very isolating time. How does Beacon Vision sort of support people with their mental health and have a focus really on people's well-being?
We're working very closely, holistically, with the external services too. We've got the befriending services that we've been able to offer people. So that's been a lifeline in many ways to just lift people's spirits. But we're also working with the Rovers, the rehabilitation officers, and we work with the ECLOs very closely. And we refer on to, if it is necessary, to refer on to mental health services. But we've also got one of our lifestyle coordinators who has done a lot of, you know, her skills and her knowledge is around mental health, and she's been taking some support, giving some support to individuals. But we're hoping to build on that, to be truthful. It's something, let's just say, you know, you talk about people with sight loss, but one of the biggest thing is dealing with loss per se. And the pandemic has had an impact on people's lives and what it's done to them in terms of their age, disability, and obviously sight, is dealing with loss. So we're looking at loss and bereavement per se.
So if somebody's listening and they live in the West Midlands and they're looking for a little bit more support, or they're just wanting to get involved in the quizzes or the different groups that you've got going on, where can we find out more about you and get involved?
You can certainly find out from our website, but you can also find out by social media. We've got Twitter accounts, we've got Facebook accounts, and obviously the telephone number would be available. So we're using as much social media as we can, and we've also, as I say, the website.
Brilliant. So it's just at Beacon Vision on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jan. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Okay, it's been lovely to speak to you too. And I hope that people will realise that we really do care about people coming to Beacon. We know we call ourselves the Beacon family, and we want people to be part of that.